Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Here we are, Joe McGee, with the Heroes of Faith today. I did this for years. I taught a chapel class for 10 years at a Christian school. And I went from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years. Great children's Bible storybook I found in, still in print today, called Eggemeyer's Bible Storybook. And it's written by Warner Press, published its hardback book. Great, great book. Goes through every major story of the Bible, converts to one page of modern English. And people say, where'd you learn the Bible? I said, well, I went to two great Bible schools. I did. Got my degree in theology, but I learned the Bible best by teaching out of a children's Bible storybook for all those years. So today, we're going to pick up on the story of Saul becoming Paul. The great apostle Paul that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, prayed in the Holy Ghost more than anybody, he didn't start off that way. He started off as a really kind of a nasty guy. So we're going to pick up at Acts chapter 9. It's a fascinating story. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. That as a boy, Saul left his home in Tarsus to come to Jerusalem to study the Jewish religion. When he grew older, he became a very, very strict Pharisee. This was not a dumb kid. This kid was sharp. He was smart. Like he'd be the kid that made really good grades in school. He was dedicated. Saul believed in the law of Moses. It seemed to him that Jesus' followers dishonored the law. Because he loved the law of Moses so much, Saul hated those who did not honor every tiny part of it. He especially hated those who believed that Jesus was the Son of God and longed some way how he'd get rid of him. Now, this is a religious guy. This is Saul before he became Paul. In Jerusalem, Saul had mistreated and put in prison many who believed in Jesus. He made life so miserable for the believers that many had fled the other cities in safety. News had reached Jerusalem that the religion of Jesus was growing and spreading through the whole country. In there, more and more Jewish leaders tried to stamp out the faster it grew. Like the more you try to resist the gospel, the more it's like pouring gasoline on a fire. It's spreading faster and farther. So what are they going to do? Well, Saul became angrier than ever. I will stop this crazy religion yet. He cried, rushing to the high priest. He asked for permission to go to Damascus and search for followers of Jesus. Saul planned to kill them and bring them back to Jerusalem as prisoners. So the high priest wrote a letter and the rulers of the synagogue in Damascus. And he told them about Saul's coming and commanded them to help Saul find the believers in their city. Saul was to take them letters and take them to all the synagogues. With a few friends, he started at once on the long trip to Damascus. What's he doing? He's a hitman. He's going to kill Christians. He's going to find them. He's going to kill them. He's going to stamp this thing out. So all of a sudden, he starts off with some of the people are with him. He's not by himself. You know, they wanted to warn the believers that Saul was coming on the way to arrest him. Saul and his company traveled north of Jerusalem, passed through a lot of towns and villages. Finally, they arrived in Damascus. It was noon. Saul and his friends could see the great wall in Damascus, and suddenly they stopped. A great light from heaven shone round about them. So this is Saul and the whole company. All of a sudden, man, somebody shot a beam of light at him. Saul fell to the ground. The men thought they heard thunder, but Saul heard a voice from heaven call out, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul was both amazed and terrified. He thought he was protecting the true religion when he opposed those who believed in Jesus Christ. He cried out, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice answered, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, who you are fighting against. It's hard for you to oppose me." Instantly, Saul remembered how cruelty had he had treated the men who believed in Jesus, how wrong he had been. He asked, well, Lord, what am I going to do? What do you want me to do? Because he knew this was a God moment. He knew. He might have been persecuted, but he knew he's now met the living God. Get up and go to Damascus, Jesus told him. There you'll be told what you must do. Saul got up, but he couldn't see. He didn't know which way to go. The great light had blinded his eyes. The men who were with Saul, they had not had their lights blinded. So Saul, remember, trembling with fright, he cried out to the, as he said, give me to the house. Give me to the house. And so they found the city and went to the house of Judas. 3 days passed. Saul's sitting there, can't see a thing. I still don't work. They go back and see, sat alone in darkness. His heart was so disturbed. He could neither drink nor eat. How he'd been so wrong. I thought I was following God. I knew the law, frontwards and backwards. I taught the law. I've been studying the law since a 5-year-old. I know the law. What did I miss? Also in Damascus was a believer named Ananias, to whom God gave a vision. In the vision, God called out to Ananias. Here I am, Lord, he answered. The voice said, get up, go to the street called Straight, up the house of Judas, ask for a man called Saul of Tarsus. For this man is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and having laid hands on him, and he will receive his sight. Ananias was surprised to hear this. It was hard for him to believe. What he'd heard every believer knew and had heard about the man Saul. Lord, Ananias said, I've heard many tell what this man did in Jerusalem. He persecutes those who believe in you. Now the chief priests have sent him here to capture all those who believe in you. God answered, you go do what I've told you to do. I've chosen Saul, so the servant to be a servant of mine and carry my name to the Gentiles and even to the kings of the earth, as well as to the Jews. I will show him what he must suffer and the things he must do for my sake. So no longer was Ananias afraid to obey, because he believed God's words. He did just as God told him. That's with Judas. He found Saul sitting there blind. Gently he said, Brother Saul, the Lord who has appeared to you on the road to Damascus has sent me to you that you would receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when he placed his hands on Saul, something like scales fell from his blinded eyes. At once Saul could see. The first thing he wanted to do was to be baptized, for he was not eager to please God. No longer was his heart filled with hatred for anyone. Friends brought him food. After eating, he felt stronger. For several days, Saul met with the believers in Damascus. From the very first time he spent with them until the time of the synagogue preaching that Christ is the Son of God. Well, in chapter 9, verse 20, it says this, the Jews of Damascus were amazed when they heard that Saul was worshiping God, and he was one of the disciples of Jesus. But they were more astounded when they saw him stand up before all the people in the synagogue and preach boldly in the name of Jesus. This is the guy who had opposed Jesus. This guy's having people killed for worshiping Jesus. Now this guy's preaching about Jesus. When God does something, he does it really, really good. They looked at one another and said, is this not the man who was put everybody in prison and killed many people in Jerusalem because they believed in Jesus, that he was the Christ? Didn't we hear him say that he was coming to our city to arrest believers, to take them back to the high priest? For a time, Saul worshiped with the disciples and taught in their synagogues. Then, telling his new friends goodbye, he went to Arabia for 3 years and spent time in prayer and in studying the scriptures. He saw clearly how Jesus of Nazareth, once he was despised as the Messiah, was clearly the Son of God. Again, Saul went back to Damascus. He's been gone for 3 years. He's coming back. And he preached more boldly than before. Even the Jewish teachers who did not believe in Jesus could not prove that Saul's teaching was wrong. Many Jews who listened came to believe in Jesus. This made the Jewish rulers so angry they planned to kill Saul. At each city gate, they placed guards with orders to kill Saul if he tried to come into the city. They planned to get rid of him at all costs. Saul heard about their plans. Believers hid him until night came. Then he took him to a building on top of the wall of the city. Saul climbed into a large basket, and his friends lowered him down to the ground so he could escape. Man, when you start getting right with God, there's other people that are right with God that'll help you out. Where could Saul go? The chief priests, scribes, the Pharisees of Jerusalem were no longer his friends. 3 years had passed since they had sent him to Damascus to arrest believers. He had not arrested a single one. Instead, he'd become a believer. So some of the apostles were still in Jerusalem. Saul longed to tell them how the love of Jesus had changed his heart and life. With this in mind, he started for Jerusalem. But the apostles did not welcome Saul when he arrived. They were afraid of him. What if this were only a trick to catch them? The way he treated other believers is roughly, and we've heard what he did, he caused some believers to be killed. The apostles did not want to have anything to do with this guy named Saul. Said, this has got to be wrong. Last, Saul found their friend, to be kind-hearted, in Barnabas. Saul finds Barnabas, and him and Barnabas can become really good friends. You'll read that through the book of Acts. Barnabas took Saul to the apostles. He told them that what had happened on the road to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to him. Now, he had preached bold in the name of Jesus in Damascus. After this, the church in Jerusalem received Saul gladly. They were glad that God had changed their enemy into a true friend. And for 15 days, Saul stayed in Jerusalem and met with the believers. He even went to the synagogues where he once had seized up followers of Jesus. Here he taught boldly about Christ. Is this the same? Man, we heard him 3 years ago. Is this the same guy? When the chief priests had heard this, that Saul was in Jerusalem, they were vexed. How did Saul dare speak in the name of Jesus? At once they began to plan to kill him. When Saul was in the temple praying, the Lord told him, "Hurry, Saul, get out of Jerusalem quickly, for the Jews will not believe your testimony of me." Saul answered, "Lord, they know how I was in prison, those and beat those who believed in you. They know how Stephen was stoned. I was there for preaching in your name. I was there, and I kept his coat while they killed him." Again, the Lord said, "Go away. I will send you far from here to be my witness to the Gentiles." When the apostles found out Saul's life was in danger, they took him to the city of Caesarea, the seacoast, and they put him on a ship bound for Tarsus, the city of his birth. They're going to send him home. It's funny how God does that. After Saul left Jerusalem, things quieted down. The church continued to grow in every city and village where the gospel was preached. Now, that is a fascinating story. Now, what does that mean? Well, God took an enemy, the one that was killing the most Christians. It's like God has a great, wacky sense of humor. God's taken the man who's killing the most Christians and made him a Christian. Jesus personally appeared to him. I'm trying to imagine this God in heaven said, "You know what? I like that guy. That guy's got a lot of potential." Who? That Saul guy. Who? The guy that's killing all the Christians. That guy's got potential, man. When he believes something, he believes it down to his toenails. I think I'm going to pick him. So all of a sudden, God just sovereignly meets Saul on the road to Damascus, appears to him, blinds his eyes for 3 days, said, "Why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Man, I don't know who you are. I'm Jesus, the Son of God. I'm the guy you've been killing people for believing him." So 3 days later, another guy that has God appeared to him, "Hey, go lay hands on him." Why? "I've chosen him. God's trying to let me know. I have picked him." So he goes and he picks him, lays hands on him. He gets his sight back, gets water baptized, goes off in the desert for 3 days. For 3 years, he's gone. What are you doing? Well, he's praying. He's searching the scriptures. He's becoming a believer. Then all of a sudden, he comes back to town. Nobody believes him. He said, "Man, I know this guy. He's killed Christians everywhere." All of a sudden, Barnabas becomes a friend. And they're going to spend years together, you know, throughout the book of Acts. So Barnabas brings him back and tells him, "No, this is legit. This guy who was once our enemy is now our friend. This guy who killed Christians now is producing more Christians than anybody. He's going to end up writing 2/3 of the New Testament, guys. This is the man. This is the standard." Because God, when he shows off big time. So all of a sudden, Saul becomes apostle, the great apostle Paul. And I like reading 1st and 2nd Timothy, the last books that Paul wrote. And it's incredible how he finished the story. He said, "Man, I've done more things, been more places, suffered more, but I'm still here, guys. I am preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ." And he's looking forward. One day we get to heaven, we're going to meet the marriage supper. We're going to meet the great apostle Paul. We're going to get to hug his neck, sit down and eat dinner with him, hear the stories firsthand of how his life changed. Because people say, "Well, how'd that happen?" I promise you, when he's persecuting Christians, somewhere, somebody was praying that Saul got saved. Somebody, because nobody gets saved unless somebody prays. So, "Lord, you need to save that man. Send laborers across his path. take blindness from his mind and lighten the eyes of his understanding. How do you pray for unbelievers? The Bible's full of scriptures how to pray for an unbeliever. You don't get mad at him. You pray for them. And so all of a sudden, God answered somebody's prayer, stopped him on that donkey that day, blinded him for 3 days, and sent another guy across his path to get his eyesight back and get him filled with the Holy Spirit and the water baptized. Then all of a sudden, God's going to send him to school for 3 years. For 3 years, he's in the wilderness studying scripture and praying. Comes back and he turns the world upside down. That's what I love about the book of Acts. Those who have turned the world upside down have come here also. What an amazing story, guys. God bless. Thanks for listening today. See you next time on the Heroes of Faith. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.